Clay County's Green Cove Springs has been known throughout history for its role in the 1920s Harlem Renaissance and for its natural beauty. But Mayor Van Royal says some of the biggest attractions need some work. Last fall, he was walking next to the park's natural spring.
We're going to redo this to where actually it becomes a hard barrier in here at a depth about this much lower. And then the water will come up, bubble over rocks and things like that, so that we'll have a gate so you actually can easily, you know, reach in, be a part of it, see what a spring actually looks like in a natural setting.
Royal says the city tried getting the $250,000 in state funding last year, but a fight between lawmakers made the project an easy target of the governor's veto pen. This year, though, Royal says the city tried a different approach in Tallahassee.
This year we went through the Springs Restoration process, which this certainly is a Springs Restoration and trying to keep it, protect the springs that we have in the state.
The state funding will cover just a small piece of the project.
And we've got another $1 million that we as a city will put in. So the entire project is going to be, once it's all said and done, a total of about $2.6 million.
When it's finished, the park will have a large concessions building with a second floor deck for entertainment, a children's splash park, and possibly a kayak and canoe launch where the park meets the St. John's River. All of that is expected to be completed next September. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.